Good morning. Once again, I'm very excited to be with you this morning. You are like a church, like my family church in the U.S. Because whenever I have a chance to come here, I feel at home. And I thank God for that. I thank Pastor Brim for that. Thank the Mr. Amados and his family, and all the elders and the deacon of this church. When I look around me, I keep on looking and see some faces that I really remember. And most of them take good care of us when we are here. So we praise God, and we are very grateful to you. We thank you very much. This morning, I'm here with my family and also a good friend of mine. Well, I don't know. Could I have a chance just to introduce them? I'm going to let my wife say hello because we are come from so far, and I don't think we will have a chance to be with you. I'm going to ask all my family to come here, and also my friend, Mr. Phillips, just say hello and introduce themselves to you this morning.
Hello. Excited, and I say thank you to God
and to
you.
Thank
you. May
God bless you. Amen.
Hello.
Jason. Hi. I'm Jason. Nice
to see
you.
This is
hello, church.
Hello.
I'm Emerson, and it's a very pleasure for me to be among God's family. And when I look up through my family and the country I come from, Haiti, one of the first countries, and God has given me the opportunity to be in one of the biggest countries in the world and be among his family. I mean, I'm not one of the richest people in Haiti because I come from one of the poorest countries, but the Lord has given me the opportunity to come here and to be with us. So I thank the Lord first, and I thank this church for opening their doors to us. Thank you.
Amen.
Morning. Pat Phillips. Just got to meet most of Breville's family this last week, and it was a pleasure. Got to meet some of you today, and it made me think, having come to know Breville over the years and his family and y'all, there's one faith, one baptism, and it's good to be part of the Church of Jesus Christ and know people from who serve him from the Caribbean and Haiti to all the way over here in Litchfield. So far away in other parts of the world.
That God grace and God put us together through his gospel. So is the reason why I agree with Apostle Paul when it say, I'm not ashamed with Jesus' gospel, because it is the power of God to save whoever believe. And we are here this morning, and we are very grateful also to Pastor Dave McLean, because I wouldn't, I give glory to God, and second, I wouldn't know any of you without him. So we are very grateful to him, and we keep on praying for him in Haiti so that he can keep on doing God's work wherever he is, because when you receive God's call, you need to do his work wherever you are. And just a little record about my ministry before I start sharing the word of God with you. And thanks to God, the construction, I would say, it is at about 60% in the reconstruction of the ministry that has destroyed after the earthquake early 2010. We have one building now, where we have a temporary sanctuary for the church, and also a part for the school. And last year, September 18, was the 25th anniversary of the church, and the church member do their best. We were able just to put some blocks on top of the whole building because, like I sometimes share with you, the church will be on top of the building because down we have two parts with the school and the church. That means this space is very small, but upper we will be able to receive more people. And also the engineer want us to, how can I say that to be comfortable when we finish building the church, to not have this burden anymore. In 60% of the building, he will build a balcony like this. So we'll have the pulpit, and also we'll have the balcony. Under the balcony and up, we will be able to have people. So after this construction, we will be able to receive about 800 people. So that will be a so wonderful thing. Delmas 32, the second poorest area of Haiti, where it is so crowded with people that need to get saved. Like I sometimes told you, like Apostle Paul say in the book of Acts chapter 18, God convinced me that at Delmas 32, he has a crowd to get saved there. So we require your faith prayers. And also, after putting block around the main sanctuary, since last September, August, before September 18, so we were not able to accomplish any other thing. But we had a commitment together at church to see by July, next July 20, to see if we could move forward. So everybody commit themselves to see whatever they can give, because you know Haiti is a poor country. We have a very few dollars there, and also it's the reason why I require to come over here to see if we could find churches that could help us to add something to what we have to be able to move forward, because you know Haiti is a poor country. And also our government, I would say, let us build as we can, because if you don't have, money, or can I say funds, you won't be able to borrow any money from any bank, but there is the reason why they allow you to build from time to time. So July 20, we will see what we will be able to accomplish, and we require our faith prayers, and we keep on trusting God to make us accomplish something very special. So we require your faith prayers, please, and we believe God to help us, because it is our burden, because God called us to minister there, but also it is God's work. So we keep on trusting him. On his time, he will do, he will allow his work to accomplish. So your prayers, please. We finished last June 15 with the school. The children are on vacation now, and is the reason why my family and I are able to come and spend some time with you. I see that my wife didn't say a lot of things, but we thank God for her because I love her very much, and she's the one, you know, as men of God, when you are shooting, is trying to connect in bullet for you so that you can keep on shooting. So we love her and require your faith prayers for her, and also for my kids to keep on serving the Lord. Now I'm going to share the word of God with you this morning. I'm going to use this chapter, the Holy Scripture that my brother have already read for you. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and we truly understand that you and I, we are created by God. And also in Psalm 100, verse 1 to 14, the psalmist encourage us to keep on glorify God. And in verse 3, he told us the reason why we need to keep on praising his name, because we are his children. And you and I, we need to believe that. Most of the time, we forget if we are God's children. And sometimes we think that we depend on ourselves. But the subject of my message this morning is to encourage you to depend on God in all situations. For example, like you see in verse 3 in the book of Psalm, chapter 100, it says, if I want to say that in my own words, we would say that you and I need to remember that God is our God. It not only we are He's our God, but like we would say, we are when we talk about shepherd, baby, mouton, how does no mouton? We are sheep in this, and he's the shepherd. So we belong to God. That's another way to show that our belonging to God. And in normal life, when you have something that belongs to you, you decide to do whatever you want with it. And it is, for example, if you have your own car, you can decide, you give it to someone, you lend it to someone, and you do whatever you want with it, just because it is your own. And it's the reason why it's the same thing for you and I. We belong to God. We belong to God. We don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to God. And the Word of God encourages us to accept that we belong to God and to serve Him. For example, like I told you, when this is what the Word of God says in Psalm 100, verse 3. We need to remember that we belong to God. So that means when you and I belong to God, we cannot do what we want to, but we need to accept to do what God requires from us, the way he required that you and I to serve him. And when we are thinking all day about God's greatness, we need to accept that God can use you and I the way he wants to, wherever he wants to, because he is our God. I want you to remember those few words. We belong to God. God can do whatever he wants with us. He can use us wherever he wants to. He can use you here to do his work. He can use you out of this city to do his work. He can call you to even minister at any country. And you and I, the only word we have to say is, yes, Lord, because he is our God. And he can use us wherever he wants to. And also, I want you to remember those two important things. We belong to God. God can use us wherever he wants to. And also, for God to use us, we have to, how can I say that, to be ready. To be ready. If you and I want God to use us, we need to be ready. Are you ready this morning? I would ask you. if we want God to use us, because God can use anyone. But you and I, we need to be ready. And I remember the book of Joshua, and in the this book where God was going to use Joshua, in the chapter 3, verse 5, and Moses passed away. God was going to use Joshua and to keep on doing the way with the Jewish people, and before the Jordan, and he said to Joshua, "I am going to do wonderful work with you, but I'm going to ask you to sanctify my people." That means you and I, if we decide to be in God's hands, that so that he can use us, we need to sanctify ourselves. Because God said to him, "Sanctify my people, because tomorrow I'm going to do wonderful work with my people." Because he was going to cross the river, the Jordan, so that he can continue with his people to Canaan. So you and I, sometimes God plans is to go very far with us to do, accomplish wonderful work, but God wants us to be ready so that he can find a place to do his work through his life. So this morning, God wants to use each one of you. Youth people, like it is said to Timothy, you are young, you are very strong, and we need to be ready and let God use us. God, not only the youth people, the ladies, amen, whoever you are, God wants to use you. But ourselves, we need to be ready and recognize that we depend on God. And when we recognize that we depend on him, and be ready, and he will use each one of us to accomplish good work for him. So this morning, God sent me to encourage you to stand up and be ready to do his work. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, Jesus was God was talking to Apostle Paul, used those words to talk to Timothy in verse 22, because he was very young. But even though he was young, but God can use him to accomplish a wonderful work, and God wanted him to accomplish a wonderful work. But what Apostle Paul was trying to teach him, to go away from the youth patient, because when you are youth, you have a lot of patient. I don't know if you know this word, the patient. Can I say patient? Does the word understood? Passion. Passion in a lot of passion in your body. But God, Apostle Paul required from Timothy to give up. When just with the Holy Scripture, and you will have a better understanding to help me to preaching the word. So when you have youth, you have a lot of desire, full desire. But Apostle Paul was commanded him to go away from those desires and try to put yourself with those who truly believe in God, who have the strong desire to serve God, who have the strong desire to do God's work. So it's the reason why in this Holy Scripture, Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, like he can talk to any of you this morning, to go away those things and be ready to accomplish God's work in your life. Because most of the time, people say, "Well, God, I'm ready to do your work, But when there is suffering, they are not ready anymore. They are ready to give up. But this morning, God charged me to encourage you to be ready to do his work, like Paul was telling to the same Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5-8. We need to be ready to do God's work in good time, in difficult time, and at any time, even though it is good or not, to be ready to do God's work. Because while we are in this earth, we'll have a lot of burden. We'll have a lot of sufferings. Like myself in Haiti, sometimes we know difficult times. For example, when we see everything is okay, we were doing some work at church and we were very happy in 2009. Early 2010, wow, it was terrible. The horrible earthquake came and destroyed everything. It was a sad situation to see how people were suffering, how people passed away. It was a so difficult time. And we were starting recovering from 2012, 2013, 2014. There were another, not an earthquake, but a horrible hurricane, because the earthquake destroyed the west part of Haiti. And the earthquake came and destroyed the south and the southwest of Haiti. We know in Haiti we have 10 big cities or 10 big parts. The country is in 10 parts. No, departments, they call them departments. And in the south, we have 5 in the south. 3 of them was completely destroyed, and 2 other ones were damaged by this horrible hurricane. So most of the time, for example, that's my burden in Haiti. And you, maybe in the U.S., you can have your burden another way. You were very happy, you were working, you had some money. But right after, something happened to disturb your faith. But God say, even though we are in those difficult situations, we need to keep on going for him. Because on this earth, we'll always have trouble. But even in the middle of the trouble, we need to keep on going for him. Because that's God's words. Because if we don't have any trouble in the earth, we won't desire to go to the place that Jesus went to prepare for each one of us. So in our life today, we need to expect difficult situation. But in the middle of this difficult situation, you and I, we need to be ready to do God's work. This morning, I don't know what is happening in your life. I don't know what is happening in your family. I don't know what is happening in your church. But what should we do? We need to keep on going forward for God. Keep on doing the work of God, because we are called to do his work. Because when we look in the Bible, even though we have God's promise, but that doesn't mean you want a fast, difficult situation. Remember Joseph. Joseph has God's promise, but he has to face a lot of difficulties, a lot of difficult situation. They led him to, how can I say that, to the well. He has to work, he has to walk a long way from his country to Egypt. Maybe he didn't use that as a lovely child of his father and mother. But when he was sold by his brothers, he had to walk very far from the country to Egypt. And in Egypt, he also have trouble because they falsely accuse him and need to go to jail. But that doesn't mean he didn't have God's promise on his life. But after that, God was going to raise him up. So, my brothers and sisters, we can face a lot of difficult situations in our life, but we need to believe that our God is with us. And after those difficult situations, we will see his greatness, because he is our God. And he just asks us, in the middle of this tribulation, to keep our eyes on him, have faith in him, and I can say that be ready for him. That's the only thing we can do, and sanctify our life so that he can find us to use us. And also, not only we have to do that, but in our life every day, we need to be ready to prove that we depend on him. In our life every day, we need to prove that we depend on God. And that means when you depend on God, I'm not going to use my own wisdom in anything. But I'm going to try to depend on God to lead me. And we have this example with David, the King David. In 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10 to 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10 to 14. And the King David was in a very difficult situation. You remember the Philistine people? They used to come and destroy the country, do whatever they want to the Jewish people. The first time we have Samuel, when the Jewish people were convinced that they go far away from God, and they come to Samuel to say, we want to go back because we understand how we are suffering. We remember in 1 Samuel chapter 7 how God helped Samuel to pray for his people and to have victory to these Philistine people. But in this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10 to 14, it was the King David himself. He truly depend on God. Is the reason why this morning I encourage you to depend on God, because when you depend on God, you will always have victory in your life. Even though you and I can face difficult day, difficult situation, but you will always have victory. In this chapter, you know, the Philistine people were very strong, and they know how to use gun at that time. And they were trying to go back to the Jewish people to bother them, and to make them slave or use whatever they had in their country. But at that time, King David was the king. And in this chapter, in verse 10, and the word of God say, David go, went to God. David went to God and say, do I have to fight with him? And God say, yes, you may go. I want you to understand that, but that was in the first part. God asked them to go, but they asked God first. They went to God and say, do I have to? And God say, yes. When you depend on God and you ask God, could I do this? He will say yes. And who could say no? Because he is God. He know how to manage everything. And the word of God say, they went to fight with the Philistines, and they had victory. They captured the false god that the Philistines have in their hands, everything, and they were defeated in front of the Jewish people. They didn't agree with this, defeat. And they go back to their country, and they come back again to fight with the Jewish people. And when the King David saw them again, he didn't say, okay, I'm very strong, I'm going to fight with them because I had a victory upon them. No, he went back to God. And when he went, and also the Philistine people, for example, if they were, I just want to take an example, if they were 10, they come with 100 to fight with the Jewish people. I just give an example. And also, but God, as he knows everything, and David went back to God, and God said, no, now you are not going to use, for example, that way from the church to go and face them, but you are going to turn back. And I will tell you when to start fighting, because God knows better than we are. And it was I don't know if you know if the same word is strategy. Could you say strategy? Yes. God knows better strategy than we are. And it was when they turn around and God give them a signal to start fighting. And when they start fighting, none of them have the chance to free, to go like the first time, because they didn't have a chance to go back. They have to enter. And the Jewish people were able to have victory upon them. Why they did have the victory? Just because they depend on God. And God know better than each one of us. So this morning, in all situations that you and I can face, we have someone that knows better than we are and can lead us to have victory in your life, in your family, in your church, because he is the Almighty God. So this morning, I'm going to encourage you to keep on serving our God in whatever step in our life, whatever step. Because he knows better than we are. And we have a great example in the Bible in Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. The word of God told us that the disciple was spending the whole night fishing, but they didn't catch any fish. You remember this holy scripture? But when Jesus came to them, he told them, okay, you doesn't have anything, but turn back. Let your staff here, and you will find fish. Well, one of them said, well, we spend the whole night, and we go everywhere. We pass this place, but we didn't have anything. But on your word, Jesus, we are going to lead. And you remember what happened when they do that? They were able to catch so many fish, they couldn't even pull it because that was faith in God. So, I don't know, what do you see this morning? In your situation, you need only one word. Only one word. Not from your friend that you know that is, well qualified. But if you find one word from God, it will be the best. This word will pull you from your difficult situation. Pull your family from this difficult situation. Pull your church from this any difficult situation, any trouble. Because our God is the omniscience God. Oh, how blessed we are to have this God as our Father. And when we decide to belong to him, we'll see how great we are, how blessed we are, because our God is the sovereign God, the Almighty God. He can do everything, but he has trouble with children. My God, my Almighty God, he has trouble with his children who decide to take resolution without to try to decide or to do whatever thing they want without his advises. Look at that in Isaiah chapter 50. I would like to find someone to read those verses for me. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1 to 3. God has trouble, has problem with you and I, are his children, who always decide to take some decision without God, his advice. Could you read those verses for me, please? Which one could use it? Could read it for us, please? Those three verses.
Mm-hmm. Woe to rebellious children. Go ahead.
You have a stronger voice. It's telling you to go ahead.
Woe to the rebellious children.
Rebellious children.
That take counsel, but not of me.
Amen.
And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit.
Amen.
That they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth. To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
Amen.
Therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion.
Amen. I don't know. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes upon those Holy Scripture. But those words really bless me. When you and I decide to do our business without God's advices, how do God call us? Rebellion children. We are in rebellion. Rebellious children, we are in rebellion against him. Because as his children, you and I, we need to depend on him in all situations. And when we refuse to depend on him, what happened to us? We add, I remember the word add in his reading. We add sin to sin. We add sin to sin. I'm so sorry, English is not my language. I would finish already if I were preaching in French or in Creole. But I believe God to let you understand this word. Because he's the Almighty God. When we depend on him, we walk from victory to victory in all situations, in whatever step in our life. But when we say, okay, I have enough money, I have my houses, oh well, I depend on my account, I don't need God. We are rebellious children. Even in all what we have, we need to depend on him. Because when you and I decide to depend on God, we are blessed. For example, I am blessed. I am really blessed. Most of the time when I say that, some people misunderstand me. And also I was trying to say to my first son, sometimes when I say that to my first son, he say, well, you say you are blessed, but I don't really understand it. But myself, I'm going to take an illustration and truth it. You will understand how blessed I am. I'm talking about myself so that you can see how blessed you are. And someone sent a message to my phone about the apps in the phone that call WhatsApp. And I was watching this message, and I say that, yes, Lord, that's for me. That's really for me. In this message, there were a handicapped people sitting on the street. He was, I can beg for a life, and I say that. And also, while he was begging for his life, there was another one that was walking very fast, going to his work. These handicapped people say, oh, Lord, I would be very pleased if I could have my feet and walk as this man. And this man, while he was walking, and he saw someone with a bike. He was doing like this to go. And this man was walking very fast. He said, wow, God, I wish to have a bicycle. Because with this bicycle, I could go faster than I'm walking. And fitter, this man with this bicycle, so another one with a A motorcycle. Wow. How fast he is. I wish I could have a motorcycle, because with this motorcycle, I wouldn't make so big effort and I would go faster. A wife eater. It was raining. And this man with the motorcycle saw another one with a very old car. But it didn't get wet. Say, wow, oh God. I can go fast with the motorcycle, but if I was in this old car, I wouldn't get wet in this wind. And this man in the old car, a wife feeder, and say someone in very last, can I say the brand new car? And say, wow, God, it is raining, but I doesn't get wet. But I wish I could be this man in this brand new car. So no one satisfied with their position. But you know, the handicapped people is better than a deaf people. Understand me? The handicapped people is better than a deaf people. And also, this man who was walking is better than this handicapped people. And also, this man who was on the bike, he was better than this man who was walking, because with the bicycle you can go further. But all of them, and so on, but all of them were very blessed. So this is why when sometimes when I say someone that I'm blessed, I want you to understand in my situation, because I'm come from southwest of Haiti. Without God's grace, I wouldn't even know the capital, because I come from a very poor family there. My wife from the south, from the northwest, the same situation. But as God has his plan in our life, he opened doors so that we can come to Port-au-Prince to get educated. To be able to study the languages, French, English, Spanish, some Japan. And also help us to spend 4 years at the First Baptist Seminary of Haiti to be able to share his word. And also to be able to come to share his word with you. How blessed I am. I don't know. You. Maybe. I don't think. So. I would believe in this church that it could have people that is not satisfied. Doesn't understand how blessed you are. But in God, as his children, we are blessed. And we need to depend on him. Any of you who didn't know me, maybe if you went, because I see some many American missionaries in Haiti. For example, if God lead you to a mission trip to Haiti, to go to the southwest to help the poorest of the poor, maybe you would meet me, you would know me. But by God's grace, I can come. I can share his word with you. So, I don't know. Children of this church, you are really blessed. Because you are God, children. The powerful God, the almighty God, that can just talk, and we have all we see around us. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you decide to depend on him and have the plan of your life plan in his hand, his word told us he will lead us in the right direction, and we will be blessed. Because the word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 15, is for us. When you are in God's hands, when you depend on God, he will bless you wherever you are. He decides to use you here in this church, he will bless you. He decides to send you in Egypt, he will bless you there. He will take care of you. He decides to send you in Haiti to do his work, he will take care of you, because he is the Almighty God. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, I don't speak English very well, but I believe God to help you to even catch a word that will deal with your heart to truly understand that you have the Almighty God, and we truly need to depend on Him. And when we depend on Him, we will see how great He is in our life. Because the Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, we can truly bless when you are blessed by God. The only way we can truly bless is when you bless by God. So I want to encourage you this morning in all situations to recognize that we are created by God. And we are a sheet, like it is said, in His
pasture.
Pasture. Thank you. Thank you. And also, I know the word burn. I don't know. We are His children. We are His children. So, like you and I, we want our children to depend on us, to be respectful to us. Let us try to depend on God, to be respectful to Him, and let Him use us, and we will see how great He is. He is the Almighty God. May God bless you this morning.